Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I know that your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. Imagine traveling to another country and with a simple earpiece, you are able to understand what is being said. Wouldn't that be awesome? It definitely could make traveling so much easier. Well, you know, this could become the wave of the future. In today's lesson called The Waverly Pilot, we're going to learn about an earpiece that could also be a translation aid. There are a few things I want you to pay attention to as we discuss today's lesson. First, the product. What are we going to learn about the product? You will find out. And of course, applications. Okay, friends, I know you have your magazines. Make sure they're open to today's lesson. And what are we waiting for? Let's begin our lesson, The Waverly Pilot. Let's go.
The Waverly Pilot. In one ear and into the other. Technology seems to be advancing daily, but the Pilot by Waverly Labs, the world's first translation earpiece, might be a truly huge step forward for communication. The product. Though the Pilot is still very much in development, the product will be sold as two earpieces and a smartphone app. When first released, the technology will translate between only five European languages: English, Spanish, French, Italian, and Portuguese. The earpiece has microphones to isolate the speaker's voice, after which the speech will be sent to the app.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 earpiece 这个名词。ear 是指耳朵 ，piece 是指一块或一片，所以 earpiece 是指耳机或话筒。例如 ，the walkie-talkie's earpiece is very uncomfortable. 这个无线电的耳机戴起来很不舒服。或者是 ，the earpieces designed for secret service agents are almost invisible. 这款是专门为情报员设计的耳机几乎是看不见的。或者是 Irene is using her earpiece to talk on the phone. Irene 正在用耳机讲电话。继续我们看的是 APP app 这个缩写。App 原来是 application, application 的缩写，意思是应用软体。例如 the game app was developed by Disney and now is one of the most popular ones.这个游戏应用软体是由迪士尼发展的，现在是最受欢迎的游戏之一。或者是 The smartphone fitness app tells you your vital signs and analyzes your sleep mode. 这个智慧型手机的健身应用软体告诉你你的生命迹象，并且分析你的睡眠模式。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, let's get right into our lesson. It's got an interesting title.The Waverly Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Waverly is not a word you will find in the dictionary. Actually, this is a brand, okay? This is a company, and they've made a translator earpiece. This is called the Waverly Pilot.
That's right. And of course, in our lesson, we see in one ear and into the other.What is that all about? Well, that is exactly what we are going to be discussing later. But we actually want to discuss this phrase that you see right here on the screen. In one ear and out the other. Gabe, do you ever use this phrase? In one ear and out the other?
Excuse me, were you talking to me, Rebecca? It seems like what you were saying was going in one ear and out the other.
You weren't listening to me, were you?It just went in one ear and out the other. Friends, this is very rude.
I'm sorry, Rebecca. Can you say that again for me, please?
I would love to. This time, can you pay attention?
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you ever use this phrase, in one ear and out the other?
Oh, yes, in one ear and out the other. What a wonderful phrase. Now, this is a phrase that people use when someone is not listening to them. You could say, were you even listening to me? It seems like what I was saying was going in one ear and out the other. Or maybe something is really too difficult to understand. And so you could say, man, I sat in the class and the teacher was talking, but it was going in one ear and out the other. I didn't know how to understand what they were talking about.
Sometimes Kelly feels like everything she says goes in one ear and out the other, meaning that no matter what she says, people are just not listening to her. Well, friends, I hope that whatever we say doesn't go in one ear and out the other, because we want you to learn all these fun phrases today.
That's right. Now, you see that phrase in our lesson. It's not in one ear and out the other. It's in one ear and into the other. Our author is just having a little bit of fun. He's really thinking about this phrase that you just learned, though. In one ear and out the other. Okay, so technology seems to be advancing daily, but the pilot by Waverly Labs, the world's first translation earpiece, might be a truly huge step forward for communication.
Hmm.
So I did not know that. I know that there are other translation devices, things like Google Translate, but this is the world's first translation earpiece.
Well, it actually sounds really, really cool. But I just saw these words, huge step forward for communication. That actually reminds me of a phrase, a step in the right direction. Do you know what this means?
Well, yes, I do, Rebecca.
Okay, great. Let me tell you. It just means that you're taking an action step that is expected to bring good results. What are you doing?
I'm just taking a step in the right direction.
Oh, right.
Actually,
in what direction?
I was taking a step in the left direction. I'm sorry. I'll take a step in the right direction now. There we go.
Okay.
That's right for me.
Hold on for just a moment.
Yeah.
This phrase doesn't actually mean that you are stepping somewhere.
Huh?
It just means that you are taking the action steps and you are expecting good results. For example, Candy really wants to go to college.
Okay.
So, applying for different colleges is a step in the right direction.
Ah.
You get it?
Yes, okay. So she has a goal of being in college.
Right.
Applying for college is certainly a step in the right direction. That makes me think, everyone makes mistakes. Admitting your mistakes, it doesn't make you perfect. But it is a step in the right direction. You need to admit your mistakes first before you can improve and become a better person.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's get back to our lesson and talk about the product. Though the pilot is still very much in development, the product will be sold as two earpieces and a smartphone app. When first released, the technology will translate between only 5 European languages: English, Spanish, French, Italian, and Portuguese. This sounds so exciting. A step in the right direction.
Oh, French and Spanish and Portuguese. Muy bien. Bueno. And I need to practice my Spanish. Well, anyway, the earpiece has microphones to isolate the speaker's voice, after which the speech will be sent to the app. Okay, so you saw that word between in that sentence. It will translate between only 5 European languages. Do you know the difference between the word between and among? Well, Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about that in the Info Cloud.
Traditionally, we've been taught that we should use between if we're talking about two people or things, but among if we're referring to more than two people or things.
But actually, it's not that simple. To decide whether to use between or among, we need to pay attention to the choices themselves.
Right. We can use the word between when we're talking about distinct individual items, even if there are more than two of them. For example, we should say the differences between English, Chinese, and Korean are significant because the languages are distinct individual items.
Here's another example. The negotiations between the company, the union, and the government are going well. Again, these are specific groups of people, so between should be used.
Among, on the other hand, should be used with things that are not distinct items or individuals. For example, if you were talking about a group of people, you might say, fear spread among the town's residents.
Mm-hmm. So to review, use between to refer to things which are clearly separated, and use among to talk about things which are not clearly separated because they are part of a group or crowd or mass of objects.
以前我们上英文课，老师大概有教过 between 是指两者之间。 两者以上就得要用 among 来表示之间，其实没那么简单。 要准确地使用 between 跟 among， 我们必须要看选项。如果你的选项是特定的个体，就算有两个以上的选项，那还是得用 between。 比如说 ，the differences between English, Chinese, and Korean are significant. 英文、中文跟韩文之间的差异很大。这里用 between， 因为 这三种语言是独特、完全不同的语言。Between 在这里强调了每个个体之间的关系。Among 除了要用于两个以上，还要符合同一类型的条件。比如说 ，Fear spread among the town's residents， 恐惧散布于小镇的居民之间。小镇的居民属于同一类型的人，因此这里我们要用 among。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次明天见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the Waverly Pilot. That's right, it is a special earpiece that can help with translation, at least for a few languages. Sounds like a really cool earpiece. Well, friends, we have more to learn about the Waverly Pilot, so let's continue with our lesson.
The Waverly Pilot. The app runs speech recognition, machine translation, and speech synthesis processes before sending the new speech to the listener's earpiece. Applications. The pilot is joining other machine translators like Skype Translator and Google Translate, but it's the first to add earpieces to the concept. The added convenience of these will make the device useful in several social spheres, particularly business and travel. While sales meetings and tourism may be revolutionized by the pilot, the desire to communicate with a foreign crush inspired Waverly Labs CEO to develop it.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 synthesis 这个名词 ，syn 这个字首有相同的意思，所以 synthesis 在这里是指合成。例如 ，a high temperature accelerates the synthesis of this chemical compound， 高温加速了这个化学化合物的合成。synthesis 也指综合体。例如 ，the movie is a synthesis of Chinese mythology and folk tales。 这部电影融合了中国神话以及民间故事。它的动词是 synthesize，S-Y-N-T-H-E-S-I-Z-E。 例如 ，human bodies need vitamins to synthesize new cells， 人体需要维他命来合成新的细胞。接着我们看的是 crush 这个名词 ，crush 在这里是指喜欢的人。例如 ，Maggie was too shy to talk to her high school crush， so he never knew she liked him。 Maggie 太害羞，不敢和她高中心仪的对象说话，所以她从来都不知道 Maggie 喜欢她。Crush 也指对某人的迷恋或爱慕。 Little Bobby had a crush on his best friend's older sister when he was a little boy. Bobby 小的时候迷上了好朋友的姐姐。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, let's continue learning about the product here, the Waverly Pilot Translation Earpiece. We read, the app runs speech recognition, machine translation, and speech synthesis processes before sending the new speech to the listener's earpiece. Okay, so that sounds like a lot. A lot is going on before you can even get a good translation.
Well, it's now time for us to talk about applications. The pilot is joining other machine translators like Skype Translator and Google Translate, but it's the first to add earpieces to the concept. I guess that's the one thing that sets it apart from Skype Translator and Google Translate. The added convenience of these will make the device particularly useful in several social spheres. Hey, I really like those words. Social sphere? What is a social sphere?
Okay, well, we're going to learn about a few in our lesson. It mentions particularly business and travel. So maybe the business sphere, maybe when you're traveling, the people that you meet, that is also a social sphere. A sphere is a circle, right? So just think about your circle of friends. You know, a lot of people like to hang out with their junior high school friends. That is one social sphere. And maybe later, the next week, they'll hang out with their high school classmates. That's another social sphere. Rebecca, do you go to church?
I definitely do go to church.
So you have a social sphere at church too, right?
I do. We have lunch almost every week together. Mm-hmm. A social sphere. Well, right now, friends, it's time for us to sing about this lesson with Sing
It
Out.
I'm sorry about that.
Dun, 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 dun.
Did you just call me stupid?
Oh, no. I didn't mean to. I meant to say, ni hao, Ben. Hello, Ben.
I have this new translation earpiece, and it translates everything you say. So it kind of sounded like you said stupid, but I understand.
Wait, that thing sticking out of your ear? That's a translation earpiece? Is it helpful?
Very, very helpful. If someone's speaking Chinese, you will be really pleased. Here's a tool that will help you understand. You can use one of these. It's a tiny earpiece. It will make you become an understanding man.
It'll make you become an understanding man. I want to become an understanding man. Can I try it out?
Okay. But be careful, because it's really expensive.
Really expensive. Okay, I'll put my
left ear. It works in the left ear.
Oh, sorry. It fell on the ground.
What? You got to be careful with my expensive earpiece.
Wait.
It still works. Okay, let me try a Chinese word.
Okay.
Oh, I got it. Chou tofu.
Ugly tofu.
No, it must be wrong. Let me try it again. Chou tofu.
Ugly tofu. Ben, maybe you can try telling me again in a minute after we sing it again.
Okay. If someone's speaking Chinese, you will be really pleased. Here's a tool that will help you understand. You can use one of these. It's a tiny earpiece. You will be I'm an understanding man.
Very nice. Now, tell me again, what is it you're trying to say?
Chou tofu.
Yeah, that's ugly tofu. Ben, in English, what is that?
A stinky tofu.
Oh, you're trying to say stinky tofu?
Yeah.
Come on, that's chou tofu, si sen chou.
Oh, chou.
Yeah.
Chou.
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 Yeah. Chou.
Okay.
You got it.
I got it. So, let's go eat some chou tofu.
Ben, you know what? Nobody likes chou tofu. Everyone loves
chou tofu.
All right, friends, it's time to have some fun. And because our lesson is about a translation earpiece, it's a great day to play an English game.
That's right.
Game, of course, is Test Your Teacher. And our special guests are all the way from...
Ping Dong Girls Senior High School.
Ping Dong Girls Senior High School. Excellent. And my team over here, what is our team name?
Owl.
Woo. All right.
That was so cute. And my team, what is our name?
Victors.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, we'll see who's going to be the real victors today. The Owls, of course, are going to win.
I don't know. The victors are feeling pretty excited over here.
All right. Well, they all have some words. All of these words appear in today's lesson, and they're going to define these words and see if Rebecca and I can guess what the words are.
Well, Gabe, I have an idea. Why doesn't your team go first?
Okay, why don't we go first?
Yep. Okay, so ready?
Are you ready?
Begin.
Is a big,
big, very big.
The Earth.
Huge. Oh, another name for the Earth?
Yeah.
World.
Yeah.
World?
Oh.
Good.
Okay,
excellent.
That's 1 point.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, and then...
2.
Yeah.
Nice.
And if I don't understand what you say, I can use the Google...
Map.
No.
App.
No.
Translate.
Yes.
Translate, yes, good. Good, got 3 points. 3 points, Rebecca. Try to get that.
Doing great.
It's a piece of
cake.
No. in your face and eyes, nose and
mouth. Ears.
Yeah.
Yes, good.
Oh. Okay, there are a lot of these in the world and
people.
Stop! Time's up! Time's up!
We were doing so well.
You were doing great. Okay. I think that was 4 points.
Okay, 4 points for
okay,
us.
Okay, it's my team's turn. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're
good
ready.
Good luck. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Facebook is
it's an app?
Yeah. People came from Italy.
Italian?
Yeah.
Okay, a little slower, lady.
I can use this to make my voice louder.
Microphone?
Yes. People like you from...
Foreigner?
Yeah.
Oh.
The person who drives the plane.
Pilot!
Yeah.
Oh.
And I want to send a letter and I put...
Envelope.
No.
Stamps.
No.
Address.
I will do this.
Slower.
Oh, mail it.
Oh, no.
You send it.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm talk. And you're a...
Teacher?
No.
Speaker?
No.
Communicate.
No.
Oh.
Stop. Time is up. It's okay if you can't guess that last word, Rebecca, because your team has six points.
Oh, yay! I wonder who won.
Okay.
Team Victors.
All
good
right.
job.
Nice job again, Rebecca's team. Victors, very nice. And nice job, Owls. All right. That is all the time we have for today. Thank you all for joining us, and we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.